The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
And good morning. This is Sue McClain from the Sue McClain News Hour, filling in for Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com. And this morning, I have the honor and privilege of welcoming some very famous and wonderful folks that have graced us this morning. We've got John Growney here this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Also, we have Tucker Allen. He is a world famous champion steer wrestler. We're going to talk about that, and we're going to talk to Tucker in a moment. Also, Ruth Nichols. And you are all here this morning to talk about something very special, something close to my heart, because I have never missed one.
Red Bluff Roundup, 105th.
Can you believe it?
Yeah, it's great.
Oh my God. And it's still going strong. It seems like it's getting bigger and better every single year. The talent is just incredible, and we are just once again so blessed to have such a huge event where we get world champions here to compete, and that is a privilege. So good morning once again, and we have Tucker Allen. Now, he is a steer wrestler. You're not just, you know, run-of-the-mill. I mean, you've got something very special under your belt. So tell us about you, Tucker Allen. I hear you are the 2025 world champion steer wrestler. So tell how did that happen? And, you know, I'm sure it was through competition, but, you know, personally, that's huge.
It all boils down to, you know, a lot of hard work, and I've had a lot of support from friends and family. Had really good mentors, Luke Branquino, John W. Jones. Those guys are legends in rodeo. I know, John, you know them. And, you know, those guys were so good to me. And, you know, the whole sport of rodeo is big on helping the up-and-comers, and it's been very blessed. And, had a good NFR this December, and, you know, lucked out and ended up winning the world, which is a dream come true. I didn't think it would happen this soon, but, you know, I'm too hard-headed to quit, so I guess it worked out.
That is fabulous. And something else goes along with it, being the big winner. What is that?
Got to go to the White House, too. That was kind of cool.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, that is exciting. Wonderful. Well, you won some cash, I hear.
Yeah. Won a little bit of money, so that was pretty good.
Now, you won the most money during the season and at the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo to win that world title.
Mm-hmm.
And the competition was fierce.
Yep. So the NFR is the top 15 in each event go there, and it's a cumulative of all year round. So our season starts October 1st and then goes to the last day of September. And then the money you win throughout the year goes into the NFR, too. And then whoever wins the most money by the end of it is the world champ.
That's fabulous. Now, I understand you live in California, and you're mm-hmm. close?
I'm pretty far away, Ventura.
Ventura,
south.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, I get it. I was thinking California, you know, you're close.
Yeah, this is a big state. No, I kind of grew up down by San Diego. That's where my whole family's from. They're kind of down there by kind of the Brawley, Ramona area, kind of down by the border. But, yeah, I've lived in Ventura since I was about 13, and, that's what I call home.
And you've been a PRCA member for a long time.
It's 2018. I bought my rookie card.
That is young.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was 18. Probably a little too soon. I got my butt kicked, but it was a good learning curve.
Well, that's great. And you just came in from some, like, far off.
Yep, come from New Orleans. They had a rodeo there in the Superdome, and that was probably the biggest venue I've ever seen rodeo have, so that was really, really cool.
And
yeah. He's being humble. He won that rodeo.
Are you really?
It went good.
Oh, yeah. I won. I'm the champion. Well, that, you know, I'm just so impressed because you started at such a young age. When you knew, like, hey, this is something I wanted to do, what did it take to get you there?
A lot of hard work. I mean, every single day, especially in high school, I didn't really have any hobbies, and I got home from school and I practiced. Teddy Robinson's kind of the one who started me, and, you know, got home every single day, and we'd team rope and rope calves and steer wrestle, and that was every single day. And if it rained, you know, I'd go rope the dummy or do something involving rodeo and then drive up to Luke Branquino's. He's about an hour and a half north of me, and do that two or three times a week. So it was every single day since I was probably 15.
Wow. And Mr. Growney,
I'm trying not to say anything because I do talk too much.
No, I want to hear it. Now we're coming to you. Tell us more.
Well, I'm going to tell you, Tucker, I've known him since he was probably 13 years old. We used to do the rodeo at Santa Barbara. Mm-hmm. And so he's just a kid. He's one of the littlest steer rustlers there is. But because of the area he was raised in, and he mentioned John Jones, and John Jones's dad was a world champion, John Jones Jr. was a world champion, Luke Branquino. They're all raised in that area. And steer wrestling, of all the events, is a technique. And he learned the same technique that they did. And that's what made him a world champion. It's not being the biggest guy out there. It's the technique of setting that steer up and bring when he's coming around to go with him at the right time. And it's a time, it's a fraction of a second that he has to do the right things or it won't work. And he's got it down. So I'm pretty proud of him. But when I'm meeting him, I tell everybody this. You know, his name's Tucker Allen. Well, I swore it was Alan Tucker. To me, it was Alan. Because that Alan was a good first name and Tucker was a good last name. I've always goofed off with him like that. But I've known him a long time, and he's a great kid. And I don't know how happy he was that he won the world, but I was really happy that he won the world. And he represents California really well.
Great. And so you're coming up, and you're competing this week.
Mm-hmm.
And when are you competing? Do you know? Do you have a time?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we will compete today and tomorrow in what we call the slack. So every contestant runs two cattle in this slack, and then they take top 24 guys on your average on two, and then they go to the performances on Friday and Saturday. And then of those two performances, the top 12 go to the championship round, or what we call a short round, on Sunday.
And anybody can go to the slack?
Yes. Yeah. It's good watching, actually, because all the world champions are here, so you'll see them all in the slack.
You mean for fans?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. It's free. Starts today at 9 o'clock, and it'll run till 2 or 3 today.
Yep.
And then tomorrow again at 9 o'clock. And your slack events today and tomorrow will be the steer wrestling, where Tucker will compete, the tie-down roping, the team roping, and then tomorrow we'll add the breakaway roping, and then Friday at 9 a.m. again is just the barrel racing slack. And that's free.
Okay, and despite the weather, I mean, even if we get a little bit of, I don't think we're going to get a lot of rain, if we get any.
Doesn't matter.
We will rodeo
no matter what.
Yeah. I love hearing that, just because, you know, a lot of people, it's like, oh, no, I'm going to melt. No, you won't.
No.
I mean, if you're in rodeo at all, you know, it's just rain.
They're cowboys.
Hey,
but it's good watching, whether it rains or doesn't rain. But to be a spectator when it's raining, it's a lot easier than what these kids have to go through.
And there's other events that are happening as well that are coming up this weekend.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We'll rodeo Friday night at 7, Saturday afternoon at 2:30, parade Saturday morning at 10, so come out for that. Sunday, we rodeo at 1:30. Sunday's our pink day, so wear your pink. We did our big pink luncheon yesterday and raised like over $300,000.
That all stays
local.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, that stays local. It helps women in the area who have breast cancer. It buys better equipment, better technology for St. Elizabeth. Saturday night concert, Corey Kent. I think it's 7:30 at the Pauline Davis. So you can make a whole weekend out of it. And the food, we've got some new food, too. We've got Korean corn dogs.
Oh, my goodness. Corn dogs are my favorite. I love them.
Everybody
all right, well,
Korean
listen.
Corn okay. dog.
I was stationed in Korea, and they weren't serving any corn dogs in Korea. So they do eat dogs, though, but they
you didn't hear that on this show.
All right, well, Korea does what they got to do.
Well, that is so great food, great fun, and this is so, you know, the Think Pink event that was held is important to me. My sister lives in Chico. She went through breast cancer treatment, and she's a survivor. So anything that is done to raise awareness, you know, the funds, it is so important, and it just touches me, you know, straight at home.
Well, and it's such a disease that if you catch it early enough, you can stop it, and you can save a life. It's not, you know, you get your mammograms, you take care of business, and you catch it early enough, and early detection saves lives.
And some people don't know, even men can get it. And I didn't know that until I went to, you know, a special event. So we've got the Red Bluff Roundup, and gates open at what time?
Hour and a half before every performance.
Okay.
And we are the biggest rodeo this weekend in the nation. 3-day, well, we're the biggest 3-day rodeo, and Tucker is proof of that. We have a world champion competing, so you've got to come out. He's not the only world champion. There'll be a whole bunch of other world champions also competing, so
great.
It's worth it to watch it.
We'll talk about that coming up next, so stick around. We've got some special guests today. Tucker Allen, 2025 world champion steer wrestler. John Grounie, of course. Just a legend.
Yeah, right.
And, of course, Ruth Nichols. So stick around. This is Sue McClain filling in for Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio on KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and KCNRradio.com.
Get ready. It's time for the free all-ages Freddy Rancheria Earth Day Fair. Friday, April 24th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. outside in front of the Wind River Resort and Casino. It's a day full of local vendors, artisans, fun food, and activities. Over 50 vendors will be there sharing crafts, wisdom, and fun. So come on down and learn how to tread softly on our earth, all while enjoying the sunshine and outdoors at this free all-ages event. Join the festivities as we make the planet sparkle with fun. The Freddy Rancheria Earth Day Fair. For info, contact Dara Hart at 530-242-4559.
The only real estate agent I trust right here in Redding and Shasta County is Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate. Now, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
And what are some of the biggest challenges that you have had with sellers when it comes to determining the right price for their home?
Well, that's a good question. We get it a lot, actually. And I can tell you that every owner, including me when I'm selling something, we always want more than it's worth. And I think most people know that. So I think what it is really taking the time to sit down and thoughtfully go through the comparables that are similar to yours that have sold recently and do the very best you can to be realistic. If I was a buyer in today's market and I was viewing 3 or 4 homes that are similar, which one would stand out to have the most features and benefits for the price?
All right. Thanks for keeping us up to date. Talk to the only agent in town I recommend. Go online to reddinghomes.com. That's Redding, R-E-D-D-I-N-G, homes.com, or just Google Josh Barker.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits, and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at O2ES.com.
Red Bluff Roundup is on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest 3-day rodeo in the country. Tickets on sale now at the Roundup office or online at RedBluffRoundup.com. It's constant action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractor. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7, and an after party with live music. Saturday, brought to you by Sierra Pacific Industries and Windows at Big Time Pest Control. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30, and an evening concert with country music star Corey Kent. And Sunday is Davidson Heyman Family and Friends at Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at RedBluffRoundup.com.
This Mother's Day, don't just give mom a card. Give her a feast she'll never forget. Join us Sunday, May 10th in the Wind River Event Center for our lavish Mother's Day brunch. Chef-carved prime rib, fresh succulent crab, omelet and French toast station with an assortment of savory sides and desserts. Strictly for spoiling all the moms in our lives. With 3 separate seatings at 9 a.m., 11:30 a.m. and 2 p.m. Tickets are just $60 plus fees. Visit WindRiver.com for more details. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Everybody calls and say Lions. Yeah, Lions putting on the ritz. Get our early bird AC tune-up special now. Call Alliance at 2212-642.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
But this rodeo life's got its hold on me, and there ain't no way it'll set me free. You know I've got to be a rodeo man.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard worldwide at KCNRradio.com. 2 hours in there, KCNRradio.com. Sue McLean filling in for Carl and Linda Bott this morning during Free Fire Radio with some very special guests. We have Tucker Allen, steer wrestler, the 2025 world champion steer wrestler. Also, some other special guests, and, you know, I can't say enough, John Growney is here, a legend, and Ruth Nichols, who I get all of your emails, and they're so informative.
Are you sick of my emails?
No, I love them, because it really talks about, you know, the event itself and the history of the event, and how did it even get started in the first place? I don't think some people really know.
You know, John can probably answer this better, because his grandfather was a charter member of the Roundup.
Great-grandfather.
Okay, so how did the Round Bluff get started in the beginning anyway?
At one time, Red Bluff was the hub of Northern California because the flatboats could get to Red Bluff, and so a lot of freight was going up and down the river, but that's as far as they could go because the canyon just above Red Bluff stopped everything. So we were the biggest community in Northern California at one time. And anyway, my great-grandfather was a building contractor. They made bricks and they did all that stuff. So he and this John Treed, he was at the Treed Brothers Bar. They were community members. And so they knew that Red Bluff needed something. And so they knew, you know, rodeo was just starting, you know, this 105 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So they got the community together and I think they all put up $50, which was a lot of money. And they had their first rodeo in 1922 or something like that. So
there's a fact not a lot of people know.
Well, I was named after my great grandfather, and I never knew him, but he was only 5'3" or 5'4" or something like that. So I get my size from him. Anyway, a lot of stories about my great grandfather, but I never knew him. He was dead before I was born.
Well, that's a wonderful piece of history that people didn't know.
Right.
And, you know, as the rodeo has changed, it's evolved over time, but, you know, this is what I love about it, God, country, family. And that's when I think of rodeo, that's a, you know, first things that come to mind. And having young people continue to enter into the rodeos, and especially because we've got the 2025 world champion steer wrestler. This doesn't happen every day to get someone in our studio, and this is such an honor. So Tucker Allen, you know, tell us more about you, because, you know, I am so curious. Like, it's not cheap to do what you do. You travel a lot.
Yeah, our travel schedule is pretty hectic. We probably go to 80 to 85 rodeos a year, and then, you know, outside of rodeo, you know, pretty much every day we're practicing, and, you know, it's 365 days a year. And, we put up our own entry fees, we pay our own travel expenses. And, you know, it's for sure a professional sport and the money's great, but it's not necessarily to the level of some of the NFL guys or the MLB guys, but
it's getting there.
It's getting there. That's a very good thing. And, but it's more about the lifestyle, you know. I have friends all the way from Louisiana to Alberta, you know, just in Florida, and like, There's so many connections you make, and it's more of a lifestyle. It's a pretty blessed life for sure.
It is. And so are you seeing anyone? Because I know the girls are going to ask. Okay, what's her name?
Scout.
Scout?
Yep, and she's from Lewiston, Idaho. We've been dating for probably 3 years.
And does she come with you?
Yep, she's here. She's entered, and she's breakaway in on Thursday.
Tell me about her.
Yeah, so she's born and raised in Lewiston, Idaho, and grew up junior rodeo and high school rodeo. And if she wanted to, she could really make it far roping. She don't really like to travel, and she likes to be home, and I don't blame her for that. But she's got a really nice horse, and she's very, very talented, and she's awesome. Like, she's my best friend, so...
Oh, that's wonderful. And that's, you know, that's how it works. And I hear that when you travel, you don't always use your horse.
No, I've rarely run my own horse.
How does that work? You rent a horse?
I mean, so
basically, it is rent a horse. He can't tell you.
Yeah, in a way. So in the steer wrestling, we call it mounting out. So we'll get on someone else's horse. And in steer wrestling, we have what's called a hazer. And that's the person on the right side of the steer that helps keep the steer straight for us to catch them. And my traveling partner, Justin Schaefer, he's from Texas, and I usually ride his horse we call Banker. And he won Horse of the Year last year. He's an awesome horse. And me and him rodeo together and haze for each other, and we're pretty much family now at this point. But I usually ride him, and then I do have my own horse I'll ride here today. His name's Pegleg.
Oh, and, that's cute.
Yeah. He's not just the fastest creature, but he's super, super easy. And, so it pretty much Luke Branquino always taught me to – ride the best horse that's available to give yourself the highest chance of winning. And then if we do win, we pay 25% of when we win to the owner of the horse. But I would rather pay that 25% and win than not win at all.
Right. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, that the purse is, you know, where it's at.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And so what is the highest amount you can earn, like, at these events?
Probably the highest money you could win at one rodeo throughout the season would probably be, like, Houston.
Okay.
And I want to say last year I had some luck and I ended up winning 72,000 out of there. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of the biggest one through the regular season. And then besides that, our national finals rodeo, the NFR, that's where you can win the most, upwards of 200,000, somewhere around there.
Well, that can keep you going. But once again, you know, it can be the roll of the dice,
mm-hmm.
you know. And yep. So each time, is it different? Each time you get out there, or is it just you're just thinking, okay, go to work. This is my job.
I keep it really simple. I try to just not overthink nothing and kind of go back to my fundamentals. And yeah, I think you can overthink this game a lot. Mm-hmm. So I just try to keep it as bare simple as possible. If it works, it works. Awesome. If it doesn't work, have a short memory and try to go win money tomorrow.
And it's fun.
Oh, I love it. I literally can't get enough of it. Yeah.
You know, what's great is you're talking because there's a lot of cowboys that are super quiet. And hey, it's nice.
Yeah. I got to brag on him.
Okay.
Let's start with this guy weighs 180. Most bulldoggers weigh 220, 230, something like that. And it's all part of this timing thing. So Tucker is so well respected that he hazes for a lot of kids. And, you know, here's this kid doing this hazing, and hazing is the guy on the other side keeping that steer lined out so that guy can get to him, throw him down. So very important guy. And so Tucker, when I watch those rodeos, if there's 12 kids, he's hazing for at least 6 of them. So those kids know to ask him, will you haze for me? And he does. And then another thing is because he only weighs that much, he can get out of the box, they call it, and his horse can get there faster because, you know, horses, you know, weight has a lot to do with a horse. You know, they even, you know, jockeys, they'll actually add weight to their horses if a guy is light to even it out. But in the steer wrestling, they don't. So Tucker can get to his cattle faster because his horse can get there faster. And that all adds up to winning that rodeo.
Wow. I never thought of it that way.
No, there's a lot to it. That's what I said earlier, that in the steer wrestling, there is more technique from the nod to throwing that steer down. And I mean, it happens fast. So you can't hardly even talk as fast as they throw them steers down. So it's good watching. And then because I know him, I watch him constantly.
Wonderful. Okay. We're going to take a quick break. We will be back once again. Tucker Allen, steer wrestler, 2025 world champion steer wrestler in Red Bluff. This is the Red Bluff Roundup, folks. You don't want to miss it. And they have events that are free that you can attend. And when are those happening?
Slack competition is free to watch in the mornings.
And get your tickets now because we don't want you to miss this. I mean, this This is incredible. So once again, coming back soon with Tucker Allen, Steer Wrestler, also John Growney, and of course, Ruth Nichols on KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com. Sue McClain filling in for Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Shasta County is built by real people. Families working hard, small business owners taking risks, neighbors who care about this community. But in District 1, too many decisions are made without the people living with the consequences. I'm Erin Resner, and I'm running for District 1 Supervisor to fight for the people who make this county work, to protect public safety, strengthen mental health services, and defend taxpayer dollars with accountability. This seat doesn't belong to insiders or politicians. It belongs to the people. It's time to take back our seat.
Paid for by Erin Resner for Supervisor 2026.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world,
including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food, great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com.
Red Bluff Roundup is on. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets on sale now at the Roundup office or online at RedBluffRoundup.com. It's constant action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractor. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7. And an after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Industries and Windows at Big Time Pest Control. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30. And an evening concert with country music star Corey Kent. And Sunday is Davidson Heyman Family and Friends and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at RedBluffRoundup.com.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
This Mother's Day, don't just give mom a car. Give her a feast she'll never forget. Join us Sunday, May 10th in the Wind River Event Center for our lavish Mother's Day brunch. Chef-carved prime rib, fresh succulent crab, omelet and French toast station with an assortment of savory sides and desserts. Strictly for spoiling all the moms in our lives. With three separate seatings at 9 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 2 p.m. Tickets are just $60 plus fees. Visit WindRiver.com for more details. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino. Oh.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Diamond Crown Classic. Created over a century ago, and to this day, it remains one of J.C. Newman's finest examples of what a cigar should be. Dominican binder, creamy Connecticut wrapper, and a selection of five different fillers from the Caribbean to Central America. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
At Plumas Bank, we understand business because we've grown alongside you in the communities we call home. We're proud to grow in Redding and excited to welcome Anderson and Red Bluff to the Plumas Bank family. With our new locations, your business gains expanded lending powers, more convenient locations, and more than 40 years of trusted community banking experience. Plumas Bank, building stronger communities. Learn more at plumasbank.com.
I should have been a cowboy. I should have learned to rope and run. Wearing my six-shooter, riding my pony on a cattle drive.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnrradio.com. You know, that's one of those songs you just want to let roll. I just love that. Should have been a cowboy. But, hey, it's not shoulda or woulda or coulda. Is. We've got Tucker Allen, steer wrestler, the 2025 world champion steer wrestler with us, who won the most money during the season and at the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo to win the world title. Also, John Growney and Ruth Nichols. I feel like I'm in, like, the legends category now. Like, I'm there. I'm meeting the most incredible people from the Red Bluff Roundup. And not just that, you know, rodeo is something that really impacts your life in every aspect of your life. So how do you feel about that, Tucker?
Oh, I mean, rodeo has given me everything I have. I mean, my whole lifestyle, my friends, you know, how I make my living. You know, I owe a lot to rodeo, and I've met some of the coolest people through it and made memories that, you know, sometimes I feel like I'm the luckiest guy in the world because I've lived like two lifetimes and I'm only 26, it feels like. So it's pretty unreal.
And what about you, John? I see you over there rubbing your hands together. You're like,
I was raised in the city of Red Bluff, and my dad.
Was it a city? Well, the town.
The town.
I won't go there.
I think there was 4,000 people when I was born. But anyway, I was raised in the automobile business. You know, we never had a ranch. Every once in a while, we had a horse, and I was just blessed to find my way into rodeo. So,
how did that happen?
Well, you don't have time. I don't have time to tell you because it starts from birth.
Okay.
And I swear that God had a plan for me, and it will become a rodeo stock contractor. And so,
right.
And I don't know. It's just, I love everything. To start with, when I was a freshman in high school, I weighed 96 pounds. So I was second string everything. And I met a kid that his older brother rode bulls. So we went to some junior rodeos. My first junior rodeo was at Susanville. And had cow riding, and I won it. So I was hooked the rest of my life. So,
well, there you go.
But I was little, and so I found something that I was good at that a little guy could do.
And
rodeo.
Your legacy lives on because we have Tucker, who's here, and you remember, you know, you knew the name since you were a little kid.
Oh, everybody knows John Growney.
John Growney.
Tucker's 52 years younger than I am. So I have a lot of history in me. And then my idol was Cotton Rosser at Flying U Rodeo Company because he married a Red Bluff girl, so he was hot stuff in Red Bluff. And so I remember him competing. And so I'm 6 years old, and I think right around there. And he's my idol cowboy. That's the guy, Cotton Rosser. And then not too far, probably when I was about 10, he got into the rodeo business, so I followed everything he was doing. So I've always wanted to be a stock contractor since I was a little kid. I had guinea pigs that I'd herd around my house and stuff like that. So, you know, so I was in the livestock business since a little kid. But then kids like Tucker, I don't have to leave rodeos. Tucker, when he's 30-something, he'll have to pack up and leave. I get to relive rodeo every weekend. I'm there all the time. So Tucker's probably about the third generation that I've seen coming through. And it's something that's really happened to me lately is a lot of these kids are coming up to me. They used to come up to me and say, my dad told me to tell you hi. Now they're coming up to me and going, my grandpa told me to tell you hi. So that, it's, you know, I don't... Nobody likes getting old, and I don't like getting old. Rodeo keeps you young.
It really does.
And so I'm privileged, you know, because of the things that I've done and the things that have happened to me in the rodeo world, I still get kids coming up. They don't know me at all, but they want to know me, and I'll catch them staring at me, and I tell everybody this. I'll flip them the bird, and all of a sudden it makes them smile. And it gives them permission to come up to me, and they want to know about Lane Frost, and they want to know about Red Rock, and, you know, all these little things that we've done in our past. So a lot of things that have happened to me just happened. You know, I didn't create it. Mm-hmm. And so, like, Tucker, he wants to know more about Red Rock and Lane Frost. Well, that was just 4 years of my lifetime, 45, almost 50 years in the rodeo business. Mm-hmm. Now. So anyway.
And he has flipped me the bird and done the exact same thing.
Well, because these kids that I can, you know, Lane Frost and I were a lot alike. If anybody looked at Lane, I got to tell this story one of these days. I'm going to tell you now. I hope we have a lot of time. After Lane died, I went back there and I was with Cody and Tuff and Ty and all those folks. And I went to Denver and I stayed with him for a month. It was just something we were all finding each other.
Okay, Lane Frost, if you don't know, was a bull rider who was killed in Cheyenne in
1989.
So that's who he's talking about. Okay, John, right. Go on.
So anyway, so through him, Lane, through Lane and Red Rock and the movie 8 Seconds, these kids still know me. Through the movie and through Lane and Red Rock, even though like Tucker wasn't even born yet when Lane died. Mm-hmm. And so, but they know that movie. These kids this age and all ages, all farm kids everywhere, anywhere I go, every farm kid has watched 8 Seconds. So they know the movie, they know Lane Frost. And some of them, I'm in the movie, so some of them know I was in the movie. And so just so many great things have happened to lead me into my life where, and Tucker's one of them now, that they want to know more about those guys. The other day, Wasey Shala, mm-hmm. he's just a young, he's 19, 20 years old, and he's a really good, he was second for the all-around this year. And anyway, great kid. Well, that's how I met him. I flipped him the bird, and he gave him permission to come talk to me. And we sat on the buck and shoot gate for probably a half hour, an hour, just he's wanting to know about me, and I was wanting to know about him. But it opens the door for me to know these kids.
Right, and there's a whole new generation that is coming up.
The third generation.
The third generation, and plus the media has a lot to do with it, whether people, you know, recognize it or not. We've got Yellowstone that was a huge yes. TV show, and now we're seeing all these Western TV shows that really have taken off. And there's a huge culture behind it in the growth and the prosperity of rodeo because people are realizing, wow, this is a sport. But it's not just that. It has to do with home and family and morals and values and church and God.
Amen. You hit it. Yeah. And you said everything. But anyway, it's our biggest problem right now is trying to reach the media. And because a lot of times Tucker, we know I can look at, you know, Red Bluff, he had to enter almost a month ahead of time. So I can see that Tucker's coming, but I don't know what day he's up yet. And so, all through that 30 days of him entering, Tucker might, that's not a good day for him to be up. So he'll find somebody, mostly a circuit guy, that'll trade with him and Tucker will be moved somewhere else. So it's hard for me to tell the media when Tucker or all the good cowboys are up. And so it's hard to promote those guys.
In other words, unlike NFL or Major League Baseball, we can't highlight Tucker Allen, who's won the world, who has done better than any other steer wrestler last year, because these guys are independent contractors and they can enter whatever rodeos they want to. They can come to Red Bluff, they can choose not to come to Red Bluff. And so what, in my opinion, and maybe John agrees, is what happens is that people come to Red Bluff not necessarily to see Tucker. They don't know who he is, but they come because it's such an experience. Mm-hmm. It's a tradition. Their family's been coming for three generations, for years. So rodeo has that advantage, I think, over NFL or Major League Baseball, but it's also a disadvantage because Tucker needs to be highlighted, and he can't be because he's an independent contractor and he's going to go to whatever rodeo he chooses.
It would be like me going
to
watch Joe Montana play. Yeah. You know, the 49ers are playing, and I know all these ball players are going to be there. They're going to be there.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But Tucker, Ruth will have media come and find me, and I'll be interviewing with him. Well, I know Tucker's coming, maybe. Because he might even turn out because he, you know, he just didn't get traded right. So we can't have that anymore. And that's why we were just talking a while ago. PRCA needs a major league team. You know, a new young guy can play just as much as he can play. And that's where Tucker will find that guy. And that guy, geez, I just traded with Tucker. Sometimes, you know, so anyway, it's hard to market our Cowboys. And we need to change that. And that's... Once we change that, we're going to be able to just take off.
Excellent. Okay. We're going to talk more coming up next, so stick around. This has been one of my favorite shows. I think this is probably my all-time favorite show, having such special guests and having this privilege. I'm filling in. This is Sue McClain filling in for Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio with our special guest today. We've got John Growney, also Ruth Nichols, and, of course, Tucker Allen, steer wrestler extraordinaire. Details coming up, so stick around on KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and KCNRradio.com.
It's time to settle up and ride west. Wind River Resort and Casino is proud to bring Wyoming's own Ian Munsick to the Event Center stage.
Friday, July 24th.
Rising fast and bringing his signature sound.
Ian brings the west to the rest.
Tickets are just $60 plus fees.
But they won't last long, so don't wait.
Make it a country night to remember.
Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN to reserve your room and grab your ticket.
Check out those boots. Grab your hat and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the companies. And contractors, we can write your comp too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Redding, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Red Bluff Roundup is on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets on sale now at the Roundup office or online at RedBluffRoundup.com. It's constant action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractor. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7. And an after party with live music. Saturday, brought to you by Sierra Pacific Industries and Windows at Big Time Pest Control. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30. And an evening concert with country music star Corey Kent. And Sunday is Davidson Heyman Family and Friends and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pig Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at RedBluffRoundup.com.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Cool April 9th kicks off this Friday with our downtown event, Spring Fest, including a walkabout blues concert, 4 to 9 p.m. Make sure to go to CoolAprilNights.com for a full schedule of events. Over 50 show and shines this year, 3 concerts, and 10 days of classic car fun. That's Cool April 9th Spring Fest downtown kickoff this Friday for Cool April Nights. 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. downtown Reading, right on Market Street. CoolAprilNights.com for a full downloadable schedule of events.
You ride a black tornado across the western sky, roping old blue norther and milk it till it's dry. Bulldog the Mississippi, fences down flat. Long before you take this cowboy's hat.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and KCNRradio.com. Good morning, this is Sue McClain, filling in for Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio, and I have had such a great hour just visiting and learning so much more about the folks from the Red Bluff Roundup. This morning, I have the privilege of having Tucker Allen, steer wrestler, the 2025 world champion steer wrestler, who won the most money during this season and at the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo to win the world title. Also this morning, John Growney and Ruth Nichols from the Red Bluff Roundup. So once again, good morning. Thank you for, if you're just tuning in, folks, this is so special. This doesn't happen very often, you know, to get a world champion here in our studio. And it is a blessing, once again, and an honor. And Tucker, like we mentioned earlier, and you mentioned that, you know, it, there's a cost behind it because you travel a lot. So yep. What are you going to be doing for the next, like, 5 months?
So usually in the spring, all the rodeos are in California. So, like, next week we'll go Clovis, Lakeside, Thermal, rodeos like that. And usually the rodeos kind of stay out west until about mid-June. And then once mid-June hits, we start getting pretty hectic, almost a rodeo every day. And then the 4th of July is our busiest time. I can remember times where we'll start in the morning in Red Lodge, Montana, 7 a.m. We'll be in Cody, Wyoming by 9 a.m. And then we'll be in Oakley City, Utah that night. And then the next day, the next morning, we'll be Eugene, Oregon, and then over to St. Paul, Oregon, and then the next day in Calgary, Alberta. So that's just kind of a, you know, that's at least my story of a 4th of July. But I know guys sometimes do 4 in a day. And then all the way through September, I mean, it's pretty much 5-6 rodeos a week, easy.
Mm-hmm. The goal is to be top 15 in the world standings in your event by September 30, because that's what secures you a spot at the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo, which is our world championship, which is where Tucker won his world title last year, which is a lot of money there.
Mm-hmm. And that's in Las Vegas.
Yes.
Okay, so that's where you won your title. So you're going to do it again, right?
Working on it.
And we do have John Growney with us earlier. And, you know, we have mentioned there's so many there's so much behind rodeo, you know, because it's been around for so long. And because when I had mentioned earlier, you know, this is about family. It's about, you know, your job is to be in a rodeo, but you also, you know, your family is involved. Mm-hmm. And this is like since you were little. So you like grew up on a ranch, mm-hmm. and that's where it all started. Mm-hmm. And now we have a brand new generation that's coming along that's even younger that's looking at you going, I want to be like him, but they've never seen your face. And, you know, it's now to a point to where we really need to get, you know, these cowboys out there and mm-hmm. cowgirls so they're much more familiar. And I think that's where media really needs to step it up. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, because we're right, and I feel when John mentioned earlier, you know, we're on the cusp of this is going to be breaking, like, huge. And like the numbers that we were seeing at the NFL, we're going to see that in rodeo.
Yep.
And the popularity of it's growing just due to TV, due to, you know, movies and things like that. Mm-hmm. And to have you here and like I see you. But I think, you know, we need to really get, you know, these cowboys out there so they become much more well known. So when you hear the name, you go, oh, I know the name, but I want to know who that is. Yeah. I want to be able to see them, get their autograph, because you're rock stars in your field.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's what I love about it.
Yep.
But, you know, once again, this is all on the shoulders of the media mm-hmm. to really open their eyes and say, hey, this is coming, and you need to get on board.
Well, in the NFL and the MLB and the NBA, they have their star athletes, and they got ESPN. There's ways to cover it. And we have the Cowboy Channel, and that has changed our sport as well, and mm-hmm. that's kind of a strictly rodeo channel. And they'll have some news updates and kind of, you know, athlete highlights and stuff like that. And it's heading in that direction of it being like a ESPN where we're highlighted, and it's becoming more of an individual contestants are highlighted. And, okay, this is where this guy's going to be this week. Watch from here. Watch from there. But we don't have a set schedule like the NFL where, you know, people can look out 4 months ahead of schedule and they know exactly where the Broncos are going to play or the Chargers. We're week by week kind of setting up our program. So if the media can step up, maybe call a week out, hey, we're going to be this week, and then they can put that up so then the fans can come and see their favorite Cowboy.
And that's what needs to happen. Mm-hmm. I mean, it seems like it's a simple fix.
Well, it is, but it isn't, because there's 700 events, PRC events, and so these guys, I don't know, how many of you go to a year?
85.
Yeah, so 80 is the magic number.
Mm-hmm.
And what needs to happen, and it'll happen one day, is there needs to be an A league and a B league. In our rodeo world, and those top 80 rodeos, if you want to be one of the top 80 rodeos or 85 rodeos, it's all done by added money, and you're seeing Redding and Red Bluff and, you know, all the West Coast rodeos step up plate. You're seeing Oregon just going crazy right now, adding twice the amount of money they have because they're competing for the Cowboys. So we should have 80 rodeos that are the major league rodeos. And that's what those guys, and they have to go to those. And then somebody has to set them up where we know all the time what day they're up. And so we can market them and have media out there with them. We're lucky to have Tucker here. It's hard to get a world champion
right.
to do any media at all. But Tucker understands, he's one of those young kids, he understands media. So he's here because he knows he needs to be here.
And we are very happy you are here.
Very
happy you're here. And so, Tucker, you're going to be competing,
mm-hmm.
and you're going to be this morning, or?
Yep, this morning, probably around noon is when the steer wrestling will be, 11 to noon probably.
And then again tomorrow, they get two head mm-hmm. here, and then it's almost breaks it up too much, and they have a semi, and then they have a finals.
Yep.
So you need to get down to Red Bluff. Pack it up, folks. Mm-hmm. Now's the time to head down because the slack starts.
Yeah.
Okay, and so, Ruth, tell us about the Red Bluff Roundup, because we've only got a couple more minutes left. We want to promote what's going on.
Three shows, Friday night at 7:30, Saturday at 2:30, Sunday at 1:30. Get your tickets, redbluffroundup.com. Come Saturday for the parade at 10 a.m. and make a whole day out of it. And then stay Saturday evening for a concert, 7:30. It's a young country guy. Corey Kent is his name. Mm-hmm. And then Sunday, wear your pink, because we'll do our Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day on Sunday. Tickets range from, I think, $23 up to $50. Get them on redbluffroundup.com. Don't go to a third party. Don't go to the scammers out there. Get a legitimate ticket. Come and see us in Red Bluff. Make a weekend out of it. That's where you make memories with your kids, your significant other, your grandma, whoever. That's what rodeo is about.
Absolutely. And about 700 contestants competing in, you know, 8 rodeo events. We've got bareback riding, tie-down roping, steer wrestling, saddle bronc riding, team roping, barrel racing, breakaway roping, and bull riding.
Yeah.
What's your specialty act?
Ryder and Bethany Kisner. It's a husband-wife team. He trick ropes, she trick rides, and he spins guns and whip cracks, and they're worth the price of admission just to see them.
Oh, that's so incredible that we're having, you know, entertainment
mm-hmm.
like that. But entertainment, the true entertainment, I'm telling you, Tucker Allen, steer wrestler. And so are you going to stick around then for the events that are happening on Saturday?
Yes, I'll be here all the way till Sunday.
And will you be signing autographs? Is there going to be like an autograph session?
No, there isn't. But if anyone wants to come by and say hi to me, they're more than welcome. I love signing stuff, talking,
visiting
with people.
Have a pen on hand. Yeah. I'm telling you, have a pen on hand.
He's really good. He's a lot like we are. That when somebody's looking at him, he knows how to draw them to him.
So. Oh, well, it shouldn't be too hard. Young, good-looking man, making some money, world champion. You know that?
Yeah.
So this is happening at the Red Bluff Roundup, and I would like to thank John Growney. Are you going
to
be there?
Glad to be here.
Are you going to be there?
Yes, ma'am.
You are. Are you
My
there
hometown
for the
rodeo. I got to be there.
Okay, and are you going to be there this afternoon?
I don't know what Ruth has me doing. But
okay.
It's not important that I'm there this afternoon, but
okay.
I'm going to be.
I know lots of folks are going to be looking for your autograph.
Oh,
too,
yeah,
sir.
No, they don't do that.
No. That's what you tell us. Yeah. But we all know. We all know. Anyway, once again, we've got Ruth Nichols. And is there anything else that you want to talk about before we head out?
Come out and see us. The weather's going to be beautiful. It's the Red Bluff Roundup. I mean, largest rodeo in the nation this weekend. You have to come.
Absolutely. So, once again, Tucker Allen, steer wrestler, John Growney, legend, and Ruth Nichols. And thanks for joining me. Sue McClain filling in for Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. Stick around. I've got another hour. I'm going to be here. Should be interesting. A little bit more serious, but definitely interesting. This is KCNR Radio, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and KCNR Radio, 2Rs.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. Anish Thomason. Cleanup today across weather-ravaged parts of the Midwest, although more violent weather is possible while back east, the AC will be going full tilt.
A long-lasting weather pattern is blasting hot air across the eastern U.S. and threatening to shatter record highs. Cities like New York, Philadelphia, and Atlanta are experiencing unusual April heat. Forecasters say the near-record temperatures could last into the weekend. The heat follows severe storms in Kansas, Minnesota, and Wisconsin. More storms are in the forecast for the Midwest. Experts note that the duration of this heat wave is rare for April. The heat can be stressful on the human body, especially since many have not yet acclimated to higher temperatures. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The U.S. and Iran reportedly have a tentative agreement to extend the two-week ceasefire due to expire in a week. This to allow more time for diplomacy. Congressional Republicans pushing on with a go-it-alone strategy for fully funding the Department of Homeland Security.
Senate Majority Leader John Thune says that Republicans will try to pass the money for ICE and Customs and Border Protection, quote, the hard way. That means bypassing Democrats who have kept DHS shut down for almost 2 months and stalled bipartisan negotiations. Thune says Republicans are instead preparing a partisan bill that they'll try to pass under a complicated, time-consuming maneuver called budget reconciliation that only requires a simple majority vote in the 53-47 Senate. Ken Lorman reporting.
9 dead, 13 wounded, the latest school shooting in Turkey, the second such shooting in as many days. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 218 points, while the Nasdaq 217 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you don't care about saving 50% off your wireless bill for the same 5G coverage the big guys are charging a fortune for, maybe you care about keeping jobs in America. PureTalk does. They've pledged to run their entire operation from this country, including all their customer service. Or maybe you care about our nation's veterans. PureTalk does. They've donated hundreds of thousands of dollars to America's Warrior Partnership, a fantastic organization working hard to prevent veteran suicide. Or maybe you care about closing America's skills gap. PureTalk does. They're a proud supporter of MicroWorks. They're helping my foundation train the next generation of skilled workers. Don't get me wrong. Saving money's great, and you'll save plenty with PureTalk. But if you want to be in business with people who share your values, dial pound 250, say micro, and switch to an American wireless company that actually stands for something. PureTalk.
As the Sudan civil war enters its fourth year, international mediators hope to step up humanitarian aid and get peace talks back on track.
3 years ago today, battles broke out in Khartoum. The capital was the epicenter of this vicious civil war until the army recaptured it from paramilitary RSF fighters. Now, the city is relatively calm, but conflict continues in the west and south of the country, and conditions there are catastrophic. Pockets of famine, with millions of people surviving on just one meal a day. Sudan's economy has collapsed. 65% of the population is in need of food, water, shelter, and medicine.
The BBC's Barbara Plett Usher. The UN says at least 250 people, including Rohingya refugees and Bangladeshi nationals, are missing after a boat capsized in the Andaman Sea recently. The Bangladesh Coast Guard says 9 people were rescued. News and analysis at townhall.com. You may have to find another place to buy that Slurpee.
According to earnings filings published last week, 7-Eleven's North American operator plans to close 645 stores in the 2026 fiscal year. That's far more than the 205 locations it plans to open during that same time frame. The Japan-based parent of the convenience chain noted that the closures, quote, include the conversion to wholesale fuel stores. The latest cuts arrive as higher prices strain consumers around the world, making life harder for retailers as well. Bob Agner reported.
Many Americans are turning to artificial intelligence tools like ChatGPT for medical advice. Gallup poll out today finds that about 1 in 4 U.S. adults used AI for health information in the past month. This poll comes on the heels of at least 3 other surveys with similar findings. Gallup found people often use AI chatbots for quick answers to medical questions. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Well, good morning. This is Sue McClain filling in for Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio, 96.5 FM, AM 1460. And you can hear us all the way around the world, kcnrradio.com. And what a morning. Once again, thank you for tuning in on this, a little cloudy morning, but you know what? It's okay. We need the rain, so hopefully we're going to see some snow in the mountains, but it's going to clear up later on this week. Perfect for the Red Bluff Roundup. You don't want to miss. And this morning, you don't want to miss the show. Now, the time, it's 8:05, and I have Dustin Warren with me from the Shasta County Sheriff's Office Search and Rescue to talk about what's happening with the Sheriff's Office, why it is so important that we support our local Sheriff's Office and deputies, and the search and rescue, especially because there's so many times where someone goes missing and the families are beside themselves going, what happened? Where are they? How do we find them? And that's the key. So tell us about your job.
I have been with the Sheriff's Office for about 13 years and worked heavily with search and rescue since the beginning. I started off as a volunteer. And I help oversee, I'm one of our overhead team that helps oversee all of our search and rescue teams and just goes to their trainings, helps them stay organized, keeps them moving forward and be prepared for searches, and then goes out and manages searches and manages emergencies, whether it's fires or floods or missing people or any of those types of things.
Okay, so when people go and they want to volunteer, you know, when you're there, you're the one that organizes that?
Yeah, up until about last year, I was the one who organized, like, all the volunteers applying and everything, and then I moved on to one of our other divisions. So we actually have a new person in there who's doing that currently. But essentially the process is they're going to start going to meetings. They can reach out to our office and find out which team they want to participate in, and then they would start going to those meetings. They'd attend 3 meetings so that they can get to know the people and make sure that they're something they're committed to. And then they'll go through the normal background process and application, interviews, all that stuff.
And how did you get involved?
So I actually got roped in, like I said, about 13 years ago. I was at the Salmon Festival, and one of the teams, the ground team, was doing recruiting, and they started talking to me. I had a young family at the time, and they said I should join. I said there wasn't any way I had time for that. I had kids and everything, and they all had the same situation. They said that's what makes it really important, is that we have enough people that people have varying schedules and can go out when others might not be able to go out and everything. So I signed up and joined and been doing it ever since.
Okay, and so what does a typical day look like for you?
For me, so like I said, I just changed positions, so now I'm with our major crimes division, and my day, it varies from a bunch of different things. But as far as the search and rescue side of it goes, it would be talking to the volunteers, again, helping coordinate trainings, helping coordinate different missions or looking at cold cases, stuff like that. Talking to different volunteers who might be interested or have a need of some sort or help organize the different events. They're very heavily involved in a lot of different community events that are coming up, and so they're busy planning out those and participating in those.
Okay, so as part of the search and rescue, what area does it include? When people say, I'm going out, how far do you go?
So we cover the entire county. And initially, we're responsible for any searches that are within the county limits. The sheriff's has the authority over trying to find missing people and assisting. Obviously, within the city limits, we're assisting Redding or assisting Anderson or whatnot. But essentially, it can be anywhere within the county. So all the way up to Dunsmuir, all the way to Cottonwood and Platina, and all the way out to Fall River and further. So it could be really anywhere. And then in addition to that, we're part of Region 3, so we're part of the North State. We can go to any of the counties around us and assist them if they ask for help, and then we're you know, part of the state, and we can travel anywhere in the state and assist them if they need assistance.
Right, and I've noticed that the Shasta County Sheriff's Office Search and Rescue is everywhere, it seems, lately.
Yeah.
I'll be reporting a story because I do the news
between
6 and 7. And you guys are all the way up in Siskiyou County helping search, and, you know, in Tehama County and Trinity County. And so it is, you know, your main focus, of course, is Shasta County.
Correct.
But if it's an immediate need, you're out there. You're on the road. You're helping assist. You're, you know, taking the phone calls. You're talking, you know, on your, you know, mics or whatever you use.
Right, radio.
You know, the radio. See, I don't know the lingo, but you know what I'm talking about. And I think it's just so important because it just seems like missing persons is the rate is climbing. I see between young kids and some, you know, some say, oh, maybe they just ran away. Or is it a missing persons? How long do you wait before you go and, like, is it immediate?
Yeah, there's no.
Or does it depend on the case?
There's no. Well, it does depend on the case, but there's no time limit. The whole 24 hours missing thing is a misnomer. There's no.
See, people don't know that.
I know.
Because people keep thinking, oh, I can't report them missing
no.
for 24 hours. No, you
no,
can
no.
call them like right away. They're not here. I woke up. My kid's gone.
Correct. And okay. And it's like you said, it's situational. So if it's an overdue hunter that was supposed to be back an hour ago and they haven't gotten back yet, and they have plenty of experience and knowledge and equipment and everything like that, then maybe it's not less important, but they're obviously in a better position than, say, a young child who all of a sudden is gone and we don't know where that kid is. So it's really situational as to when they're going to go out or how fast. Obviously, the deputies are going to go out or you know, the PD is going to go out sooner because they're going to go out when they get the call and look for the individual. But then as far as when we get the call and when we go out and everything, it's situational, and there's no time limit on that. It can be right away for, you know, a missing child. It could be, you know, if it's in the middle of the night, it could be in the middle of the night. It really doesn't matter. There's not a time limit specifically.
Right. Have you ever had a case, because you've been doing this for a while, where it just makes your heart almost stop? There's a three-year-old missing near water.
Yeah.
And you're like, I've got a young family.
Yeah.
And that could be mine. And so you're even more like set, hey, we're going to do this. We're going to make this happen.
Yeah, we try to give the same effort. We do give the same effort no matter who's missing, no matter, you know, what the circumstances are or anything. But obviously we all have those heartstrings where it's like that one hits close to home and it's a little more emotional for you. Obviously anything with kids is hard for all of us, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's the same amount of effort. You try to look for them and do everything we can to bring somebody home, because everybody is somebody's loved one. So.
Right. Well, and a lot of people, when it comes to search and rescue, they think, okay, I'm just going to be walking around and, you know, the ground's going to be flat and you have this idea you're just going to be walking through an open meadow and there's lots of greenery. And
This is Shasta County.
Shasta County, hardcore. Tell us about it, because people, honestly, they just, you're off for a little hike. That's not the case.
No. Our teams go through training, intense training. They are... all of our different teams, they train monthly in their different specialties, because we have a lot of different teams that that do different functions of search and rescue, with from Jeeps to dirt bikes and mountain bikes to quads and snowmobiles and horses and canines and ground and drones and planes and everything.
Horses. Yeah, and canines. We have horses.
We have canines.
We just had the Red Bluff Roundup in here, so I'm thinking, you know, talk about trained horses.
Yeah,
I mean, and these are working horses too.
They do. They work all the time and they do amazing jobs. So, but they train in these different terrains that we have because, as you know, Shasta County's not flat. I don't think there's anywhere in Shasta County that's flat. And so, they train. Some of our teams train on high angle with ropes and. And even our horses go out and they train on difficult terrain, and they have different tests that they put themselves through and put their horses through to make sure that they're capable of going out and searching. Because it's one thing to be able to go look for somebody, but to be able to get to where that person may or be missing, it can be a lot more difficult. And then performing a rescue, if it's a technical rescue, to be able to access them and then still perform and do what needs to be done.
Great. We'll talk more about the rescue process.
Okay.
Coming up, okay? Once again, Sue McLean filling in for Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. And this morning's guest, Dustin Warren from the Shasta County Sheriff's Office Search and Rescue. And once again, more on the way on KCNR.
Get ready to shine it up and show it off. Mark your calendars for Wind River Resort and Casino's annual Show and Shine on Sunday, April 19th from 11 to 2 p.m. Enter your classic car into the show at 8 a.m. and receive a free t-shirt and food voucher. Bring the whole family down for this all-ages event. Snap photos, talk with passionate car owners, and enjoy an afternoon packed with nostalgia and horsepower. For complete details, visit WindRiver.com. See the shine and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Red Bluff Roundup is on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets on sale now at the Roundup office or online at RedBluffRoundup.com. It's constant action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractor. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7. And an after party with live music. Saturday, brought to you by Sierra Pacific Industries and Windows at Big Time Pest Control. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30. And an evening concert with country music star Corey Kent. And Sunday is Davidson Heyman Family and Friends and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at RedBluffRoundup.com.
Everybody calls and say liars. Yeah, liars putting on the rip. Cool blast hitting heat. That's the pits. No more fits. No more sweating buckets. No freezing bits. Oh, liars putting on the rip.
Get our early bird AC tune-up special now. Call Alliance at 2212-642.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Shasta County is built by real people. Families working hard, small business owners taking risks,
neighbors who care about this community. But in District 1, too many decisions are made without the people living with the consequences. I'm Erin Resner, and I'm running for District 1 Supervisor to fight for the people who make this county work, to protect public safety, strengthen mental health services, and defend taxpayer dollars with accountability. This seat doesn't belong to insiders or politicians. It belongs to the people. It's time to take back our seat.
Paid for by Erin Resner for Supervisor 2026.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Reading, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro locations.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
I ain't your cops, I ain't your parents, boys, you're dealing with the county sheriff. So I said, we can share if you want to.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and KCNRradio.com. Good morning, this is Sue McLean filling in for Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. And what a perfect song and a great introduction to Dustin Warren from the Shasta County Sheriff's Office Search and Rescue. Good morning once again.
Good morning.
Welcome. Glad you're here at the time, 8:20. And this morning we're talking about the search and rescue, and there's lots of events that you are involved in, that your organization is involved in. So one, you've got a delicious fundraiser coming up.
Yeah, like I was saying a minute ago, our teams are very active in the community. When they're not out searching, they're trying to help out in the community and get their personnel out there and get people to see them and see their face and whatnot. And so, they're going to be doing a fundraiser. We did this last year. It was really, really successful, and we really appreciate the community's support in it. It's our annual, our second annual Tri-Tip Lunch fundraiser. And that's going to be June 12th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. It's going to be at the Asphalt Cowboy Clubhouse there at 720 Auditorium Drive. And you can get your raffle tickets from any of our members that are all selling them. So if you see them out in the community, at any of these community events, you can ask to buy a ticket from them. The suggested donation is $15 for the sandwich, and all that goes back to helping out our search and rescue programs. You can also get them at our main office. We'll have some there, and then we'll put out more information on our social media as far as phone numbers that you can call and whatnot. You can always call our main office at the 245-6000 and talk to records there and ask them about it. So, but we're excited about that. And then we're also getting involved with the Cool April Nights. They're going to be assisting with the parade there,
The cruise.
Thank you.
Okay, the cool cruise.
They're going to be helping with the cruise, so you can see them out there and ask for raffle the tickets there as well. And then they're going to be doing their first ever show and shine. Our Jeep team is going to be out there with all their cool vehicles, and our snowmobiles are going to be out there. And that's going to be April 22nd from 5:30 to 8:30, and it's going to be over off of Hartnell at 1236 Hartnell Ave. All the different vehicles out there and our people out there greeting people and whatnot, showing off the vehicles. So that'll be a really good time as well.
It's going to be a great time. Now, the Jeeps, are they going to be a part of the cruise, or is that just the Christmas parade?
I don't think they're going to be part of the cruise. They're going to be part of the rodeo parade.
That's it, rodeo parade.
They'll be part of the rodeo parade.
I think that, you know what, is the year.
I know.
I don't know. This year went by so fast already.
It does. It feels like we were just at the Christmas parade.
Right.
We'll be doing the rodeo parade. I think we'll be doing doing the Mother's Day parade down Cottonwood as well. They love to go participate in the parades and see the kids and whatnot. So that there'll be the same Jeeps there at the show and sign, so you can go look at the Jeeps and crawl through them. I think they're even doing like a scavenger hunt on some of the Jeeps, where you gotta, like, the kids can try to find certain things in the Jeeps and win a sticker for it or something. So
that's a great idea.
Yeah, it should be a ton of fun. They're super excited about it. So.
So you can go get involved, check out the Jeeps that are really cool. And there's a lot of folks involved in the search and rescue.
Yeah, we usually average about 160 to 200 people on the teams between all of our different teams. So it's there's a lot of people in your community that that tirelessly donate their time and their equipment and their money to provide the service for the citizens and for the surrounding counties.
Right, and so for the Shasta County Sheriff's Office Search and Rescue, you all are very busy. And as I mentioned earlier, it just seems like people are disappearing. It seems more often. And it's not necessarily they're disappearing, they're walking away, and they're like all their patients. They're walking away from facilities. People know who they are. It's just that, you know, they can wander out.
Yeah.
And we've seen that lately. And so you get sent out to search for these folks. And I know, you know, it's difficult, you know, because you've got people with dementia. You've got people that have, you know, some type of severe disability.
Yeah.
And like I had mentioned, Alzheimer's.
Yeah.
And they don't know how to get back. And then you find them.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And our people go through specialized training in specifically how to look for, like, Alzheimer's or dementia patients. Specifically, a lot of times they try to return to a familiar place, like in a home or an old workplace or something like that. So they know how to where to go look first and how to canvas neighborhoods and look for stuff. Sometimes they just wander and they go into backyards and we found them, you know, next to cars, and we found them in backyards and all sorts of stuff. So that's, you know, an unfortunate thing. Obviously, is our relatives are getting older and whatnot, trying to keep an eye on them and everything. And it happens to literally anybody. So, but our people are trained and willing to come out and help in all of those circumstances.
Right. And we're not pointing fingers. We're just saying, no, they're here with compassion.
Absolutely.
And their hearts are in the right place. And that's one thing about the sheriff's office is that, you know, you really, when I talk, the sheriff and I are friends.
Yeah.
I love him.
Yeah.
And it just seeing over the years that as time passes, it just growing closer to people that are, you know, with the sheriff's office.
Yeah.
And getting to learn them personally, because a lot of times it's just, they're not a badge. They're a people. They're a person. They have hearts and lives. And that's the, you know, for me, to be part of that search and rescue, you know, you have to have that compassion. You have to be expecting, you go looking for them as if they are alive every single time. They're alive. We're going to find them.
Yes.
And I just think that is a wonderful, honorable job.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because that's always been my motto. We look for alive people. And it's, I know we live in a rural county and we have, you know, very dangerous situations, very dangerous weather and whatnot, but I've been surprised more than one time with people who have survived insurmountable odds. And so I always go with the mindset that we're going to find somebody alive. And we've had them surprise us many, many times and be alive and make it through. So the hope is always there, and we always go with the drive. No matter who the individual is or what they've done or why they're out there, it's our job is to bring them home.
Right. And I know there's times where you get the search and rescue, and it's, okay, here's a character that's fleeing from authorities, and you've got to go rescue them and treat them with kid gloves.
Yeah. You know, the reality is everybody is someone's loved one.
Right.
So regardless of their circumstances or the reason that they got themselves there in the first place, our job sometimes is to bring closure to families. And that's so important. It doesn't matter why they're there or how they got themselves there. The fact is we have a job to do to try to bring them home. And whether that's to bring them home so they can have a fresh start, or that's to bring them home so that their family can have the closure knowing what happened to them, it's important that we treat that with the same amount of importance and
compassion.
And compassion, absolutely.
Right. Okay, so I've got a question. Water rescue or mountain rescue? What's more difficult?
So water rescue can be slowed down because, the unfortunate odds if somebody has gone in the water and they've been in the water for long enough, I think we all know. We try to slow that down. It's very dangerous. It can be time consuming, but we have amazing divers and from our volunteers to our paid staff that dive, they're highly, highly trained individuals and they do an amazing job. So I don't know that you could put a more complication on either one of those. High angle rope rescues are extremely dangerous as well. And sometimes very time sensitive because if they're really injured and they're bleeding or something, we got to get somebody to them. And you're trying to slow things down to get safely to them, and at the same time get there as fast as we can to start providing that medical assistance and everything. So I don't know that there's a certain complication level on okay. either one of those. I would say for me, like I get more nervous on the high angle one just because there's a lot that can go wrong. There's a lot that can go wrong on water ones, but we have such a great water team. We have great mountain rescue people as well, but we have such a great water team that do it every single month, and they work really, really hard and are highly trained, and they're able to slow that down a little bit, which is nice.
Okay, we're going to talk about mountain rescues coming up and car accidents and okay. how, you know, people don't realize somebody's got to go down.
Yes.
And that's you. Right?
Yes.
Okay. We'll talk about that coming up. This is Sue McLean filling in for Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. And today I have Dustin Warren from the Shasta County Sheriff's Office Search and Rescue, learning more about the search and rescue. And they have tickets for their Tri-Tip Lunch fundraiser. We'll talk more about that coming up a little bit later on again. So stick around. This is KCNR 96.5 FM. AM 1460 and KCNRradio.com.
Get ready. It's time for the free all-ages Freddy Rancheria Earth Day Fair. Friday, April 24th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. outside in front of the Wind River Resort and Casino. It's a day full of local vendors, artisans, fun food, and activities. Over 50 vendors will be there sharing crafts, wisdom, and fun. So come on down and learn how to tread softly on our earth, all while enjoying the sunshine and outdoors at this free all-ages event. Join the festivities as we make the planet sparkle with fun. The Freddy Rancheria Earth Day Fair. For info, contact Dara Hart at 530-242-4559.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Reading, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro location.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Red Bluff Roundup is on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets on sale now at the Roundup office or online at RedBluffRoundup.com. It's constant action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractor. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7, and an after party with live music. Saturday, brought to you by Sierra Pacific Industries and Windows at Big Time Pest Control. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30. And an evening concert with country music star Corey Kent. And Sunday is Davidson Heyman Family and Friends and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at RedBluffRoundup.com.
Cool April Nights kicks off this Friday with our downtown event, Spring Fest, including a walkabout blues concert, 4 to 9 p.m. Make sure to go to CoolAprilNights.com for a full schedule of events, over 50 show and shines this year, 3 concerts, and 10 days of classic car fun. That's Cool April Nights Spring Fest downtown kickoff this Friday for Cool April Nights, 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. downtown Reading, right on Market Street. CoolAprilNights.com for a full downloadable schedule of events.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world,
including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at O'Dell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. O'Dell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com.
Get ready. It's time for the free all-ages Redding Rancheria Earth Day Fair. Friday, April 24th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. outside in front of the Wind River Resort and Casino. It's a day full of local vendors, artisans, fun, food, and activities. Over 50 vendors will be there sharing crafts, wisdom, and fun. So come on down and learn how to tread softly on our earth, all while enjoying the sunshine and outdoors at this free all-ages event. Join the festivities as we make the planet sparkle with fun. The Redding Rancheria Earth Day Fair. For info, contact Dara Hart at 530-242-4559.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Julie, hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and KCNRradio.com. Good morning. This is Sue McClain filling in for Carl Lindebaugh. A quick look at your weather. I know lots of folks are wondering what the weather's like today. A chance of showers and a high of 65. It's a 40% chance of rain. Then tonight, decrease in clouds, maybe a little fog. And then tomorrow, sunny. Sunny for Friday as well, and into Saturday, mostly sunny. Now, it looks like tomorrow's high, once again, 67, Friday's high 74, 75 for Saturday, then possibly rain by Saturday night and into Sunday. So if you are heading to the Red Bluff Roundup for Saturday, say late afternoon, Saturday night, make sure you bring your umbrella or dress warm and waterproof. And good morning. I've got Dustin Warren from the Shasta County Sheriff's Office Search and Rescue with me this morning. And, you know, we've discussed quite a bit of items this morning already, and we discussed about, you know, going out and searching for people, maybe Alzheimer's patients that have walked away or wandered away. But you work the entire county, and if needed, you work outside of our county.
Yes.
And the search and rescue isn't just for those folks that, you know, disappeared like yesterday or they walked away this
no,
morning.
Absolutely not.
This
no.
is cold case as well. You go after and you research and search for folks that were reported missing like years ago.
Absolutely.
And because you do get tips after even 30 years, tips can come in. And tell us about that, because I think a lot of people don't understand. How does that work? Like, you're in the middle of the woods, you're with your dog, you stumble upon someone you don't want to find, and it's just bones. What happens?
Absolutely. No, it's we would treat it just like any other search. Like I said, our job is to bring either bring them home or bring closure to a family or bring closure to a case. So we have, you know, those cold cases where we'll get tips on, or we'll get somebody, like you said, finds a bone out in the woods or something like that, and then we will create a search and go out and do it just like we would do any other searches. And it happens all the time with our hunters, with our loggers out in the woods and everything. We'll uncover these people or evidence of these people or clues that lead to these missing people cases, and we'll run them out and be able to close off these cases after years. And we have detectives that are working cold cases, and if they get a lead or something, then they'll work with us directly and say, hey, we have this area that we need you to go check out, and we will mount that as a search just like we would search anything else. So there's always stuff going on behind the scene. I always say that we never close a search or we never abandon a search, or we might suspend the field portion of it going out and looking specifically in an area or whatever, because the county's huge and it's difficult to search everywhere in the county. But we are always looking through those leads, and we're always following up on those and searching areas that need to be searched.
And quite a few are solved due to DNA.
Yeah, some of them lately have been solved, and we've had some really big cases with the county that were solved and people put away, suspects convicted for crimes because of DNA and everything. So that's been amazing with our technicians there.
Right, and a lot of people don't realize, you still are looking into these cold cases.
Absolutely.
You still will respond if, there's evidence found or you get a tip or a new lead. And sometimes it can be years, it can be up to 30 years before you actually find something that links, even one crime to another crime. And you solve two in that time frame. And I think that is just so interesting, because I think some people feel like, okay, we're done here. No, it's not done. The search continues. Nikki Saley McCain, the search, for her.
Yeah.
But it's not something, and I'm not asking you to talk about this
case
in particular, because it's an open case.
Yeah.
And still, they're not, the sheriff's office isn't going to show you their hand if they're in an active investigation.
Right.
And so even though they, I know that you want to give more details, because I think that right now is a huge, people are still wondering what happened. But because it is an open case,
right,
you can't talk about it.
Right.
And so, but there's more. There's so many more cases out there, and you're actively pursuing new leads as you get them.
Yeah.
And that's all that the search and rescue can do. But, I just think a lot of people get misinformed, like, oh, well, it's forgotten. Oh, we're going to sweep it under the table. No.
Yeah.
No, you guys are actively working behind the scenes, and investigators are working awful hard.
Yeah, absolutely. And like you said, Sue, we can't talk about open cases and discuss what exactly is going on. So a lot of times the public doesn't see what, search and rescue is going out and doing on some of these, or like the department is going out and doing on some of these cases and everything. But it's, the important part is that we are still looking. We are still trying to find every single one of them. We don't just give up on anybody that's missing. We continue to look for them. We continue to follow up on leads. We continue to have searches when there's a viable area to search and everything. And oftentimes, we end up, it results in a location, or results in clues or something like that. But we never give up on anybody.
Okay. I think a lot of folks, kind of wonder, because there are some cases that are unsolved, and that's why it becomes a cold case.
Right.
And there's never a situation where they're like, okay, we're going to box it up, we're done.
Right.
No, it's like, okay, right now we're at a standstill because we don't have any additional leads, but we're still looking. And so it is, I just think sometimes authorities kind of get a bad rap, just because, people want immediate answers. I want it right now, and I want it perfectly wrapped up, and I want that conviction or whatever right now. And it's from all sides.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
more than anything, your job is about compassion, families, and, getting that closure that those families need.
Yeah.
And if they're alive, oh, God bless them. And
yeah.
And praise the Lord for that.
Yeah.
But, it's also prayers for those that remain missing.
Right.
And, if you have a lead, and maybe, and sometimes people don't realize they have a lead or they have a clue.
Right.
Because they were in that area, but it's a while, and then they're like, oh, I was there.
Right.
I drove by, I saw a red car. I mean, you may know something. So if there's a time in your life where you're sitting there and maybe somebody's name pops up, maybe in the news or you know someone, call.
Yeah.
And let them know, like, hey, I might have some information. It may be trivial, but, I might have seen this car at a bar, and it may lead to something.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I just think, the public, some people are afraid. They're like, oh, no, I don't want to get involved. No, get involved.
Yeah.
Because, the whole idea is bringing closure.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's okay. I'm off my soapbox now. And you have so many things going on with search and rescue. Like we had mentioned a little bit earlier about responding to car crashes up in the mountains. But that's CHP, and that's, they do that. But once in a while, a great while, search and rescue, because, they'll find a car And then it's like, okay, where are the people? They stumble off into the wilderness. That's when you step in.
Yeah, we step in and out, or if it's a really technical rescue or something, or if they go into the water, we've, you know, unfortunately had some vehicles into the water where our dive team gets involved, and our you know, we've had our drones out and our ground team out walking along the water and whatnot, trying to look for people. So yeah, there's definitely circumstances where we go out. The typical like car crash over the side of the hill or something like that, usually fire and medical is going to get there and assist them before, we get called out on that. But there's definitely some more technical ones that we'll get called out on to go assist with.
Okay, so someone goes, and I know it happens more in Trinity County along, you know, the river.
Yeah, there. 299.
Yeah, 299. And my daughter, she had lived over off 299. Anyway, and I was like, okay, you slow down on that road.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
You know, well, anything can happen, you know, on any roadway. But absolutely. That one's so close, and you've got the big rigs.
Yeah.
And, you know, when one goes over, that becomes a huge thing.
Yeah.
You know, because a lot of times it's a domino effect.
Yeah.
So do you get, okay, say there's a huge response already, but they need more. Is that when you show up too?
So that's what I was talking about earlier when you said, when we talked about going to other counties. So the whole idea of a mutual aid system is, with anything, is if we can't handle it on our own, as with the resources that we have, whether we've taxed them out or it just happens to be a time when they're not available or something, we can ask for that mutual aid, and teams from across the state can come and assist with that. And there's teams that travel all over the place to be able to assist with that, and we travel all over the place to assist. So if Trinity County per se has a search that becomes a larger search where they have bigger areas to search and they're not able to find them or whatever, they can call and or Tam or any of the counties, they can call and we would come and assist them. And we love going to do that and helping our neighbors. And we have a really good relationship with all of the other counties, being able to go work with them. We train with them and have some really good events with them and whatnot. So that's definitely something that we do, and it's something that we really enjoy doing, is going and assisting our neighbors.
Excellent. Okay. Well, we'll have more with Dustin Warren from the Shasta County Sheriff's Office Search and Rescue coming up. We've got about 15 more minutes left of the show. The time is 8:45. This is Sue McClain filling in for Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio on KCNR 96.5 FM. KCNR1460.com and KCNRradio.com.
Red Bluff Roundup is on. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets on sale now at the Roundup office or online at RedBluffRoundup.com. It's constant action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractor. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7. And an after party with live music. Saturday, brought to you by Sierra Pacific Industries and Windows and Big Time Pest Control. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30. And an evening concert with country music star Corey Kent. And Sunday is Davidson Heyman Family and Friends and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pig Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at RedBluffRoundup.com.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Country fans, are you ready? Dust off those boots and save the date for Sunday, April 26th at 7:30 p.m. The Event Center is bringing the heat with rising American country star Chase Matthews live in concert. Get ready for the signature Lo Sung Twang and powerhouse performance featuring fan favorites like Darlin' and his gold-certified debut single, Love You Again. The show is going to sell out fast, so grab your tickets today. Just $40 plus fees. Make a night of this incredible country event and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Charlou's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlou's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and KCNRradio.com. Hi there, this is Sue McClain filling in for Carl and Linda Bott, who are taking a break, and they, well deserved. Hey, once again, I have a special guest, Dustin Warren from the Shasta County Sheriff's Office Search and Rescue with me today. And we've been talking, well, not just about search and rescue, about, you know, what happens behind the scenes. We talk about the people that get reported most often, reported missing, which is, you know, people that wander away from a facility, folks that are disabled, children. And we also talked about, you know, during the break, what happens and what to do if you become lost.
Right.
What do you do? I'm out there, but I'm skilled. I'm like, you know, I know I've been camping and stuff.
Yeah.
But I'm lost and I can't find my way back. What do I do?
Yeah, and it happens to all of us. Actually, one of the reasons I joined Search and Rescue is because I got lost. And it was like,
no way.
Yeah.
Oh, that's where?
Enough experience at Trinity's, but enough.
I was going to say, were you in your backyard?
No,
I mean,
no.
Look for the sliding.
Yeah,
door.
No.
No, seriously.
Enough experiences wandering around the Trinity Alps. I was like, I need to learn how to do this. But no.
Did you get rescued?
No. No, I rescue myself. But to touch on that, though, specifically, like, one of the biggest things we can do when we do get lost, or we do recognize that, like, either A, we have a lot of people that just get stuck in the snow, which is easy to do, or they get stuck, you know, disabled vehicle, or they get lost and they don't necessarily know where to go. And the biggest thing that we can do with that is just to stay put. And then a lot of, we were talking about this on the break, but a lot of the new technology that we have, a lot of the cell phones that we have, give the ability to text over your phone or to text 911 over your phone, even if you don't have reception through the satellites. Yeah, a lot of them.
How does that work? No one ever told me that.
Yeah, so they put a, I don't know all the techie stuff of it, but basically they put a receiver in your phone that allows you to communicate with the satellites. And some of them on levels, like I think T-Mobile allows you to talk over the Starlink satellites or to text over the Starlink satellites. Others are using other satellites to be able to do it. But the key important thing to know about that is you can actually text 911 through that, and you're going to be talking to our same dispatch center, but they're actually going to get your location. And so we can, from that, figure out exactly where you are, and then it's just a matter of trying to get to you. And so the biggest thing with that is to get in communication with dispatch, with 911, and then to stay put, because we're going to get your location of when you texted and where you're at. But if you're continuing to move around, then it becomes a mystery of trying to figure out how, where you went and how to find you and all that. So really just staying put. And even if you can't text, if you're out there and say your phone died, and so you can't text 911 or something in that situation, if you know that you're lost and people are going to start coming to look for you, then stay put, because it's easier to find you based off of your last location and to try to put together those breadcrumbs to try to track you down and figure out where you're at, if we're not continuing to try to chase down where your location is because you're still moving. So just staying put is really huge for us.
See, people don't realize how important that is. And something happens, you stay with your vehicle.
Yeah.
Unless you're in a dangerous position, it broke, I mean, on that 299,
right,
there's nowhere to go.
Right.
So you need to find a safe spot away from the car.
Yeah,
especially
obviously.
When it's, I mean, there's circumstances, but what you're talking about is, so you're off the road. You're,
right.
You're wandered away, you're lost.
Right.
And then you've got your phone with you. But that's also a good thing to know. Charge your phone if you're heading up in the mountains, anywhere. I mean, it's good. Charge your phone. I charge my phone constantly.
Yeah. Or, and I think most of it gets so dependent on our phones that, you know, it's important to make sure that you do have, like you said, a backup and to charge it and whatnot.
And a backup charger. I keep another one in my purse just in case.
We also talk a lot about, like, let somebody know where you're going to go. If your plan is to go, you know, hiking, or you're going to go skiing or something, that backcountry skiing or something like that.
Or you met someone on the internet.
Yeah,
and you're
you
know what? We're going to go up in the mountains.
Facebook Marketplace. You know, yeah, absolutely.
Not a good place to trade jewelry.
Let someone know, like, what your plan is and what you're bringing with you, what you're doing and everything like that. Because those are clues that are going to help us determine where to start, where to look and everything. Because, like we talked about earlier in the session, that Shasta County is huge. People don't realize how big our county is and how much area and whatnot. So we need a place to start looking, and if you let somebody know where you were going, that really helps.
It does. And it's not, you know, one thing I have with my daughter was, Mom, you always want to know where I am. And I said, well, I'm your mom.
Yeah.
Mom, I'm 24. And it's like, I still want to know. It's always good, especially because, you know, they do like to hike.
Yeah.
They do like to go up in the mountains. I mean, they love camping and hardcore backpacking. And,
yeah.
You know, that's behind me now.
Yeah, we joke that we share location for search and rescue, not for anything else.
There you go. And if you say it like that, hey, we're sharing this for search and rescue.
Yeah.
That you have to have a place to start.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's important. Stay where you are. Something happens, stay together.
Yeah.
Okay, because a lot of, you get this a lot. One person decides they're going to go and seek help.
Right.
You know, that's great, right. But now you're split up. They're looking for two people, not one.
Yeah.
And if you have that, there's one thing to be on top of the mountain and it's icy and, you know, it's a mess.
Yeah.
But, you know, we get that. That's a different situation, but we're talking wandering off or hiking or whatever, stay together. And it's always good to go in pairs.
Yeah.
I mean, it's great to go and connect with, you know, your inner self or soul, you know, and we have beautiful country. And Shasta County is gorgeous.
Yeah.
But it's big. Just like you mentioned.
It is. And like I said, get familiar with everybody has that technology in their hand now to be able to text 911, over satellites, or even text family members over satellites. Like, hey, I'm in trouble. Here's where I'm at. If you do have reception, we do have technology to be able to send you a link over text that you can click and it shares your exact location with us, to be able to assist, and sends that to all our searchers, which is amazing to just drive them in right to you.
What about snow?
Snow is fun. It's a lot of people we get a lot of snow rescues with people. Either they're getting stuck in their vehicle, or Pacific Crest Trail hikers that are out there for a little too long in the season, or a little too early in the season, and they hit those high mountain passes with the snow in them.
Well, I was never rescued.
Their post hold. Yeah.
I was never rescued.
I wasn't either, but yeah, those are definitely situations where you can get in over your head. And the thing is, people need to realize it's not a macho thing. All of us have been in that situation to where we needed help.
Right.
And that's what we're here for, is to get you out there with your, you know, there's no shame in it. It's, we let you keep your dignity. It happens to the best of us and everything. Sometimes you get injured and you need assistance to get out of the woods, and that happens, but let us help you. let us come out and help you, give you that ride back out.
Absolutely. Okay. Now, coming up, you've got two special events.
Yes.
The first one, you've got a show and shine.
Yes. Yes. We got a show, our first ever show and shine. So the Jeeps are trying to wash off all the mud right now and get them all clean. And of course, if they get a call out, they'll clean them again between now and then. But they're going to be set up. They're going to have, I think they're going to have some games. They're going to have all the people out there.
Where?
It's going to be at... It's on Hartnell.
Okay, it's on Hartnell.
Yeah, she put me on the spot.
It's
at 1236 Hartnell Ave. It's in the parking lot of Underhood Automotive Incorporated.
You can't miss it.
1236 Hartnell Ave. Yeah, you won't be able to miss it. All the vehicles will be out there. It's going to be the 22nd of April, Wednesday night from 5:30 to 8:30. It's going to be a great event. We'll have side-by-sides and our Jeeps, our search and rescue Jeeps that have all the cool lights on them and everything. We're going to have snowmobiles out there, a bunch of different stuff. So that's going to be a really, really fun event. And then also coming up, it's a little ways out, but June 12th, we're going to be doing our annual tri-tip lunch fundraiser where we're selling the tri-tip sandwiches, and that's going to be at the Asphalt Cowboy Clubhouse. They're so kind to help us out. They helped us out last year with that, and it turned out amazing.
You get there is 44?
Yeah, okay. 44. Marina.
Yeah, you're going. Okay, so you're going to the Civic Auditorium.
Yeah.
Okay, take a left.
Yep.
Go straight.
Yep.
And you're
all the way down.
You're at the very end. You're going to run into the clubhouse.
Yes, absolutely. And you can pick up the tickets. We already have the tickets on sale, so you can pick up the tickets from any of our people. I'll talk to our records department up front, make sure that they have some tickets. You can get them from there as well. And then you'll be seeing our volunteers out in the community in these next couple months with all the different events. They're helping out with the crews. They're going to be helping out with the pancake breakfast, serving at the pancake breakfast. They're going to be helping out with the street dance. They'll be helping out with they love to be out there and help out with a bunch of those events. So
absolutely. Hey, Dustin, thanks for coming in. Dustin
absolutely.
Warren from the Shasta County Sheriff's Office Search and Rescue, thank you for sharing
this
past hour. I'd also like to take a moment to thank Tucker Allen, 2025 World Champion Steer Wrestler. He's competing at the Red Bluff Roundup. Also, Ruth Nichols from the Red Bluff Roundup for all the details. And, of course, John Growney, the legend himself. Have a great day, and remember, you are treasured.
From dragging me down.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.